NXT conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Adam Hopkins. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon, everybody. Thanks, as always, for joining us for these calls. Hope everyone is doing well and staying safe during these difficult times. Without any further ado, I'm going to turn it right over to Paul Triple H Levesque.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining. We are here again getting ready for NXT TakeOver 31. Lots going on right now from tonight's NXT with Io Shirai and Damian Priest facing off against Candice and Johnny Gargano to face-to-face. That'll be very interesting between Kyle O'Reilly and Finn Balor that will be hosted by Shawn Michaels. That match for the NXT championship this Sunday, there's a lot of times when you're putting these together that you look for something that you know will be incredibly spectacular. I think that the majority of NXT fans and that are, you know, hardcore fans that are very, very into the in-ring product understand how good this will be. For those that don't, if you're a more casual fan, this is going to be one I think that you will remember for a long period of time. I always believe that there are moments where matches happen that, you know, you didn't necessarily see as being this game changer in the business. But I do believe that this one has the potential to change the direction of a lot of things in our industry. So, and change people's perception, certainly of Kyle O'Reilly, but of the performances in general. So, tonight's show leads us into this Sunday's TakeOver. This Sunday's TakeOver has a bit of a unique feel for me, given the fact that we were coming out of Karrion Kross becoming NXT champion, having to give up the championship due to injury, Keith Lee moving on to Raw. It was a very unique time, and given in this time in the world with everything else and the challenges that we face with COVID and everything else on a week-to-week basis, it's been a very challenging creatively. But I do believe that this card, you know, is incredible on paper, and when you see the in-ring product, I think it will over-deliver. When you look at Santos Escobar and what he's been able to accomplish since being here as a Cruiserweight champion, with Legado's behind him, the package is extraordinary. And Isaiah Swerve Scott, these two have had a couple of clashes, but they've been on TV and they've been in limited duration just from the restrictions that TV present. These guys are going to be have all the time and all the ability to go do what they do at the highest of levels, and I'm really looking forward to it. Kushida, Velveteen Dream. Velveteen Dream, always one of the most flamboyant performers we have and big personalities. And Kushida sort of turning the corner on why he's here, in my mind, in NXT, in America, in at this time, doing what he does. I believe that this is a Kushida like so far you have not seen yet, and this will be something special from him for sure. Damian Priest, Johnny Gargano. Johnny, one of the most consistent performers on the roster, always brings it at takeovers. And Damian Priest, who has really put on star performance after star performance in recent memory, really come into his own and is feeling it. The new North American champion, can he get past Johnny Gargano? Again, it's hard to say which match on this card you look forward to the most, and that certainly applies to Io Shirai versus Candice LeRae for the NXT Women's Championship. They've done this before, Candice in a different position, Io in a different position. Now for the NXT Women's Championship, I expect this to be absolutely a show-stealer. And Kyle O'Reilly versus Finn Balor, we already mentioned it, the NXT Championship on the line. This is a breakout moment for Kyle. While I think so many of us knew what Kyle brings to the table, he has yet to have the opportunity, because he's been in a tag team, and to show it at this level and against a performer the level of the Prince, I think is going to be one for the ages. So this Sunday's TakeOver will have a very unique look and feel. something totally different that hasn't been done so far. You'll find out more on Sunday, but it will be very unique, and I think hopefully, at least for us, game-changing. I'd also like to, while we're on here, mention, because there's a lot of international media on here as well, NXT UK. You know, we've kicked back off in the UK in a big way. I think those shows have been great so far with our partners at BT, who I can't say enough about, allowing us into their studios and being able to get back to doing what the talent there do. You see the Heritage Cup kicking off there this week, and you know, that will be a tournament there that will be in British rounds. So it'll be all matches will be consisting of 6 3-minute rounds. The matches are 2 out of 3 falls. It's a very unique, it's a very European style, and this is something that we've talked about since the beginning there. Regal, myself, Shawn Michaels, Jim Smallman, Johnny Saint has been a part of these conversations about wanting to bring this format out into the mainstream, and you know, this Heritage Cup will be something special, especially for UK fans and fans that are into the historic kind of the background of these things. And this is very British and very European, and I think it's going to resonate in a big way. It's different, and I think it's going to be great. So excited to have the UK back, excited for TakeOver this weekend. Hopefully we'll get on the other side of this and be able to start traveling people country to country. And with that, I'm going to open it up to calls. And I know that everybody saw the bump this morning, because I know that you all watch the bump every single opportunity that you can. And I talked about some opportunities coming up in the future, about some exciting announcements that'll be happening towards future events. So there's a lot going on right now. And with that, I know Tegan Knox is also on the top of people's minds, and I'm sure that question will come up. So with that, I'm going to open it up to you in questioning.
All right, everybody. Since we have a large amount of domestic and international, we're just going to keep it at one question per outlet today. Thank you very much.
And to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. If you're on speakerphone, make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, *1 for questions. And we will hear first from Mike Johnson of PWInsider.com.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, back Paul. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm very good. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to ask about the COVID stuff that's gone on the last week. Obviously, there were some change-ups in the pay-per-view and probably created for Raw, but there were also some issues on the NXT side with some talents being told to quarantine and whatnot. The company issued a statement about it. I understand this is a very, it's a situation where you can't speak too much about it, but where are we in terms of the performance center being clear for people to return to training? And do you think everyone's past the point of concern that the card, as it's announced for TakeOver, is going to exist as it's been announced come Sunday?
As for right now, I'm very confident in that. The Sunday's card will, but this is a very sort of touch and go time. As you know, at any given time, things can change, and you've seen that recently. The Performance Center is back functional. The talent, you know, when nobody can control this situation, and nobody's going to be able to stop this pandemic and COVID. We're doing the best we can to keep our performers safe, our staff, our crew, everybody safe. So the situations where positives come up and we then go back and very, very extensively contact trace and go back and quarantine those people, this is all for the safety and the well-being of everybody. You know, we feel very confident that once we have done all that, hopefully we've isolated it and can go on doing what we're doing, and that everybody that walks into that building and that is a part of what we're doing is safe. But you know, again, everybody, and that's across the board of not only our business and every promotion out there, but of every sport, every team, every walk of life, you know, everybody is doing the best they can to move forward in this, and that is exactly what we are doing as well.
All right. Thank you for the answer, and I hope everybody stays safe and healthy. I think
thank
for everybody
too.
On that one.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, Mike.
And we'll move on to our next question from Miguel Perez of Marca.
Hey, Miguel.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How are you? Very good. I have a question about the situation of the broadcast of Raw and SmackDown in Spain. We have a TV here, but every week we have trending topic on Twitter with more than 100,000 interactions. And people want to know if WWE will be broadcast at Future in Spain. And do you think that it's possible that we have NXT on TV at Future in Spain?
So I think what you were asking me, is it possible to have NXT in Spain?
Yes, it is possible that NXT will be on TV on Spain at Future.
Yes, look, I think that we're constantly looking at places that we can, that don't have it right now, that we can get NXT to, you know. So if there are countries out there, if there are locations where NXT isn't airing, the intent is to get it there over the short term. Obviously, most broadcasters and stations and everybody else are in the middle of the same, you know, pandemic that everyone is. So things are moving a little slower. People are working on limited staffs, but they're doing the best they can. And if you're not seeing it, hopefully we'll be able to get it to you very, very soon.
Okay, Paul, thank you so much. And best wishes for the NXT TakeOver event. Thank you.
Thank you, Miguel.
And we'll go next to Jason Powell of ProWrestling.net.
Hey, Paul,
Jason.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So there's been a lot of talk about a party that was held with some wrestlers that may have kind of triggered this COVID outbreak at the Performance Center and elsewhere. Is there any type of punishment for people who are not taking those proper precautionary measures away from the Performance Center? And what is your message then to the crew about what they do when they're off the clock to prevent something like this from happening?
You do the same thing that everybody else is doing in every walk of life. You try to convey to people that, you know, and sometimes I think people believe that this is over. It's not yet. We're still all having to deal with it. Be smart, be safe, wear masks, take all the precautions you can. For our talent, we are very much urging them to, you know, social distance, to keep away from others, to stay inside of that bubble. You know, unfortunately, this is real life and people's real lives that you're dealing with. And, you know, whether it's something like that, or whether it's, you know, just going to the grocery store or to get something to eat, everything is risky right now. And everybody is doing the best that they can. We're certainly asking people to do everything they can possible to do it. Not thrilled when people do things that they're not supposed to, but again, you know, we're asking them to be as responsible as possible in their personal lives, but it is still their personal lives.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll go to our next question from Alex McCarthy of TalkSport.
Hey, Alex.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Very good.
Good.
I just wanted to touch on, you mentioned it at the top of the call about NXT UK. It's been a great return with a couple of banging main events. And we've heard that NXT UK TakeOver Dublin is now going to be postponed till June next year. I just wondered, from our perspective, where the next takeover might come from. Similarly, as you've done with NXT in the US, can we maybe expect one at, you know, BT Studios? It seems like that's working out well. Talk to me about your plans and hopes or ambitions for a takeover, because I think we'd all like to see one before June.
Yeah, look, I would love that. I would like nothing more for this to all go away and we go back to doing what we do. You know, even it's a funny thing, even if you would have asked me this quite just a few weeks ago, Europe was in a different place than it's moving towards now. So again, you have to, in this moment in time, there is nothing set in stone. Everything is sort of fluid because things are changing on a day-to-day basis. You know, as soon as I can travel talent, we'll travel talent. As soon as we can have talent, you know, doing what they do on a bigger basis, we will do that. If it comes down to, if this isn't changing, I absolutely would begin talking to BT. We've had conversations about it, about, you know, getting to a takeover, getting to a larger event like that, whether that be at BT Studio or be someplace else, depending on where we are at that moment in time. I absolutely would, like you, like to get something done long before June. Again, we will have to see what those restrictions are and what the availability of locations are and everything else. But we are, believe me, we have a team here that specializes in all the immigration issues and travel and everything else, and I call them on a daily basis. I'm sure they're tired of hearing from me, but we are checking every single day to see what we can and what we cannot do because it changes. So as soon as we can, I promise you that as soon as we can, we're going to be looking at being back, you know, whether that, again, like I said, at BT Studios or someplace else, getting back into full tilt, doing takeovers and everything else. But for right now, I'm just thrilled that BT allowed us the opportunity to be able to get into their studios and be able to put NXT UK back on. And it's, as you said, it's been phenomenal with some banging main events, as you would say. And I agree with you. So I'm thrilled that that's happening. I'm looking towards the next step, but we're not quite there yet on exactly what that will be.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. I look forward to it when it does happen, and excited for Saturday.
Thank you very much. Stay safe.
And we'll move on to our next question from Kelly Wells of PWTorch.com.
Hey, Paul, how are you today?
Hey there. I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good myself. Kyle O'Reilly. So we're seeing him in his first real opportunity in NXT as a main event single, which well in favor of, by the way. Obviously, there have been some creative changes at the top due to things. Has there been a plan to elevate him into a single spot for a while, or has his timetable changed as a result of everything surrounding the main event scene?
No, that's been something we've been talking about doing for a while and has been in the works and in the plans. It, you know, but again, if you were to ask me, did it speed up the process? Probably not a massive amount, but probably a little bit. You know, just given all the circumstances, I think we got there a little quicker. I would have liked to have had more time to flesh out that story in the long run. But again, like what we were saying earlier, it's, you know, stuff changes on a week to week basis right now. And, you know, sometimes day to day. So you're really kind of trying to put the pieces together and get to where you can get to. But again, we've been talking about Kyle as a singles guy. He's such a great performer, and it's not to take away from him in the tag team. He's just such a great performer. He's naturally charismatic. He's funny. He's all those things that you've seen doing what he's doing. But now I think people are going to get to see that at a completely different level, and I'm excited for him, and he's excited for that opportunity. If you've ever met Kyle, there's not a nicer person out there. And when you see something like this happening for somebody like him, and it's awesome, and I can't wait to see what he does with it. I know it's going to be spectacular. He and Finn have been sort of clamoring about working with each other for a long period of time, but you know, to me, it's everybody that would listen, pretty much. So you know, here we are, and it's exciting.
Thanks as always, Paul.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Josh Lawless of Sport Bible.
Hey, Josh.
Hi, Paul. How's it going?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Obviously, WWE have adapted to having no fans with the Thunderdome, and it's gone down really well. Realistically, when do you think we can expect fans to return in some capacity, whether that be with masks and social distancing and whatnot?
Yeah, you know, it's again, a touch and go situation. If you set in one location, maybe you get there a little bit sooner. As far as WWE getting back to a traveling show that's in different cities every week or different cities every night sometimes, man, I just don't, it's just my opinion, but I don't see that happening for a while. You know, we're still in the thick of this, and it seems to be now that things are in some places ramping back up. But also at the same point in time, life must go on for people, and you know, they're opening events up and they're opening things up here and there. So we are looking to see as things open, what is available, but we will not execute something that we don't feel like we can do safely for our performers, for our staff, for our crew, and for fans. We don't want to put people at risk unnecessarily. So we're doing everything we can, you know. It's funny sometimes that you see criticism from people that aren't in the know, but the truth is, I'll put our protocols and our medical up against anybody, and we're doing everything we can to keep everyone safe, and that's really the key to this thing. Is you can look at how things open up, you can look at how they move, but how can you do it safely? That's the key.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for your time, mate, and all the best with TakeOver.
Thanks, Josh.
And we'll go next to a question from Connor Casey of comicbook.com.
Hey, Hunter. Thanks for doing this today. Really appreciate it.
Sure, How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I wanted to ask, we got the confirmation this past Sunday that the draft is coming up, but there was no mention of NXT in the announcement. Do you have any update as to how the brand will be involved in the upcoming draft?
I wish I did, but I don't. I don't know. The draft is coming. I'm unsure. So you, like myself, will have to stay tuned and wait and see. The draft's always an exciting time because you can get new talent, fresh matchups, and everything else. So I, like you, will be sitting back waiting to see the excitement unfold.
Fair enough. Thank you.
And our next question comes from Nymph Azur of Sun Radio Australia.
Hello. Hey, Paul. How are you going?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, I have to fly the flag for my fellow Australians that are doing some great stuff in NXT at the moment. Unfortunately, none are on the TakeOver 31 card, but obviously you've got an eye on what's happening down under. But with the restraints that things like COVID has had, how's that impacted you looking at talent? I know that you were able to kickstart NXT UK, but for a while there was a lot of Australians making the jump to NXT and your shores there. Are you still keeping your eye, even though you can't really have anyone down here, on Australian talent? And is there anyone that you do you still have? What I'm trying to ask is, do you still have a place for Australians that might like to come to NXT in the future?
Absolutely. There's a great scene happening in Australia that is really ramped up in the last few years, and that's very exciting. Anytime I see young, hungry athletes in an area, with the passion to do this, grinding it out day in and day out. That's what I love to see that. And I love to recruit those people and bring them in and get them to that next level. So the door is absolutely open. And are we keeping an eye on it? 100%. The beautiful thing about today's technology is that you can really get footage from just about anywhere if you dig hard enough and people are willing to send it to you. So we keep an eye on everything. Unfortunately, as you said, getting people in or out, traveling them to and from isn't possible right now. but as soon as it becomes possible, we will be right back in that business. And I've said this numerous times, and I know people get very excited when talent come from where they are, and that is very exciting, but I just look at it as talent for me. So I want to bring talent, the best in the world, from anywhere in the world, and have them end up in the WWE, whether that's training at the PC, competing in NXT, Raw, SmackDown, whatever it is. I want them to be here, and the opportunities here are amazing, because it's not just, you know, one brand, and what happens over time. It's multiple brands, it's multiple platforms, it's multiple places to be able to go hone your craft. So whether somebody's coming from Australia to go to the UK, whether they're coming to NXT in the US, Raw, SmackDown, or the multiple other platforms that we will have and be announcing shortly, those are great opportunities for them, and I look forward to giving them to them as soon as we can.
Well, we appreciate everything you've done for everyone in Australia, and we're just continuing to enjoy the product, and we thank you for, you know, keeping going during these tough times. So best of luck at TakeOver.
Thank you very much.
And we'll go to our next question from Nick Hausman of Wrestling Incorporated.
Hey, Nick. Hi, Paul. Thank you very much. Hey, Paul. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Sure.
My question is about a group of NXT talent that recently debuted on Raw under all new names and new appearances is Retribution. I was just wondering, how much input do you and the NXT talent have in how they will debut when, if they ever move to Raw or SmackDown?
Wait a minute. You're saying that some of the people in Retribution came from NXT?
Yeah, I am. I'm drawing that conclusion, yes.
Gee, man, I got to pay more attention to this stuff. Look, we have conversations around who will go where, when, an example of, hey, this person, we have an interest in them. They reach out to us and we have an interest in them. Great. I can write them out of some stuff and get them to you by this period of time. Excellent. And we go from there. Where it goes from there at this point in time, I don't have any say on or anything else. It really goes to those creative teams. So, you know, I get the call, whether it's from Raw, whether it's from SmackDown, or whether it's somebody that kind of has oversight of both. And we sit down, we have meetings around, who goes where, when, and really that's it. And, you know, sometimes those calls are reversed as well. So it's that's sort of the process, but the creative teams of those brands are controlling what happens to those talent. Now they might ask me some, hey, can this person handle this or can they handle that? Cause they're maybe not as familiar with them as they might be, but it really doesn't go a whole lot further than that.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much, Paul. Looking forward to the show on Sunday night.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys, we have time for two more questions.
And we'll go to Adam Carruthers at Astro Supersports Malaysia.
Hello. Hi, it's Adam here. Hope you're okay today, Paul.
I'm good. How about yourself?
Very good, thank you, even though it's 2:15 a.m., but couldn't turn down the chance to ask you a question. So since I've only got time for one, I think it's great. Wade Barrett, excellent addition to the commentary team. What was the motivation in getting him back to the company? Obviously, WWE has such a rich history in the UK, particularly in the 90s. You know, you had a SummerSlam there, Battle Royale, and you talked a lot about the UK during this conference call. So is that playing a big role, getting a British commentator on board?
No, to be honest, I've been a big fan of Wade Barrett. I was a fan of him when he was in the company. And then he left and he started doing commentary. Now, he had done some commentary for us here during a few periods of time, I believe, when he was injured. I think he tore his pec or his rotator cuff or something once, and he did a stint on commentary. And I remember being very impressed with him then. And after, you know, he left, and I had seen him do commentary in different places, and I was very interested in him at various times in doing it. The timing just never matched up right. It, you know, I would have the opening and the possibility of him being a part of it, but he was with somebody else, and then I would, you know, he would leave there, but I didn't have an opening anymore, and then, you know, it would reverse. And we sort of kind of finally got to the place where he was available, and we had a need, so it worked out perfect, and we made the call and talked about it really quick. It all went down really quickly, and he came in, and, you know, this is a difficult time to even just doing business with people and traveling and getting places and getting it all done. But I'm really happy we were able to come to an agreement on it. He's a remarkable talent in general, but especially in the role that he's in right now. And he's a great addition to NXT. He adds a lot of credibility, a lot of very cool point of view, but he also brings a very much of a character base to it. And I really like that as well. He's a very smart guy. So I think he's just scratching the surface on how good he can be. And I look forward to him, you know, getting even better and realizing his full potential here.
Perfect. Thank you. And all the best for this weekend.
Thank you, man.
Okay. Next question will be our final one.
And we'll go to Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Good. So, I mean, we've kind of known this all along, but a couple of weeks ago, when you guys were on Tuesday for 2 weeks, it pretty much proved what we all kind of figured, and that is if you were on a different day other than Wednesday, and also Monday or Friday, that the NXT audience would grow significantly. You know, it's probably 20-25% viewers and probably 30% plus 18 to 49s. And I was wondering how is there any kind of serious talk about trying to move to Tuesday or a Thursday because it would be a virtual guarantee of significantly increasing ratings, and the more people watch, the more fans you get, and you know how that cycle goes.
Sure. I'm happy with where we are. There's conversations around all of our product at all times, with the best place for it to sit, best place for it to work, all of that. It's a funny thing. I don't hear anybody else asking about people moving on Wednesday, since we were always on Wednesdays.
They wanted to start on Tuesdays, and that was out of their control because of the NBA.
Yeah, no, I know that. That's, you know, but not like every other channel just has free air at all times. So, you know, it comes down to a question of where the show best sits, not only for us, but for our partners, and wherever they want to go to. If, you know, we're open to doing the best business we can, but it's not just as simple a decision as it's our decision and we just put the show where we want to put it. Those decisions are made by partners and everything else along the way. So it's a funny thing to me. I've said this since the beginning, but I don't know. People tend to want to believe what they want to believe. It's not a concern to me. We do the best show we can do. We go out to put the best show on that we can put on every week, with the talent that we have, which I consider to be the best in the world, and do the best show we can. And that's it. As far as where it sits, the networks, all those things, those are business questions that come down to WWE, but also to our partners. So lots of conversations will happen, and where it ends up, wherever it ends up, I promise you, we'll put on the best show we can and make it everything that it can be for our fans.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that'll wrap up today's call. I want to thank everybody for being a part of it. Turn it back over to Paul for a few closing comments.
I really appreciate everybody being on here today. You know, one thing we didn't talk about, and I thought it would come up, I was going to allow it for you to ask, but the Tegan Nox unfortunate injury, that Tegan does indeed have a torn ACL. that will require surgery and has already been had. You know, unfortunate. The one thing I know about Tegan, this is a tough, she's had a really bad run of injury luck, and it just is what it is in our business. But I know she is an unbelievably strong person, an unbelievably strong athlete, and a phenomenal performer. And if anybody can return from this, it will be her. And, you know, I can't wait for that day, because she's a amazing potential that I feel like every time we get started, something unfortunate happens, but we will get there. And I cannot wait for her. So if she's listening, everybody, you know, sends our best to her. And I, you know, we touch base all the time, but if you could all be thinking about her, and she'll return soon, stronger than ever, I promise. So with that said, appreciate everybody's interest in this. I appreciate the response for NXT UK. We are going to continue to make that bigger and bigger with our partners, BT, and look forward to this Sunday and making this the best takeover yet.
Thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you on our post-show call after takeover concludes on Sunday night. Be safe, everybody. Thank you.